Welcome to the This Week Community News Great Food Debate. I'm your host, Abby Armbruster. I'm joined by three people who are talking about beer, as you saw from the episode title. And we wanted to focus on beer because there's more than three dozen local breweries found here other than the major ones like Budweiser. So let me introduce the people who are going to be debating all about beer today. I'm going to start to my right, Andrew.
Hi, I'm Andrew King. I'm a reporter. I am qualified to talk about beer because I drink a lot of it.
Perfect. All right. And then next to Andrew is?
Hi, I'm Lori Cecil. I'm a photojournalist here at This Week Newspapers, and I'm a longtime beer tourist with the Winking Lizard. So I've sampled many, many, many beers from around the world.
And you're working on the beer trail.
Yes, and I am currently working on the ale trail, which I probably will not finish by May.
All right. And our third panelist today is?
I'm Rebecca Zimmer, production manager at This Week and the Dispatch, and I, too, like to drink beer.
Perfect. All right, so we're going to give you guys each a minute to start, and if you could tell us where your favorite place is to go grab a beer, whether that's for a happy hour or, you know, if you're taking someone who's in from out of town, where you would take them to go grab a pint. So, Andrew, do you want to start us off?
Sure. My selection is Lineage Brewing in Clintonville. We can go into more depth on why a little bit later, but in general, I think they have my favorite combination of space and beer itself with some maybe non-traditional bar food that I also appreciate.
Perfect. Lori, where is your favorite place to go grab a pint?
Well, I live out in Licking County, so I try to get out to Three Tigers when I can. It's in Granville, Ohio, which is a little bit ways out from Columbus, but it's an easy drive right up 161. Not only do they have a great beer selection they brew themselves, but they also have a lot of nice other local Ohio breweries and really great food with Asian inspired, so it's a little different than your typical bar food.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. And then Rebecca, where would be your favorite place to go?
I would have two. One for the old school, been around forever, Barley's. They just make classic beers, and they've been doing it, you know, they're sort of the forefathers. And Seventh Son, which is just a fun all-around place to go. There's usually something going on, whether it's art or music or whatever, and they have good beer cocktails, too.
Oh, okay. Is that the one with
one.
The foam?
Yeah.
With the slushing machine, yes. I should say. Yeah, and actually Seventh Son and Lineage were both part of our This Week Brewery Tour, if you saw on our Facebook page, facebook.com/thisweekfoodandwine. So let's get started on the debate here. I guess, have all of you guys been to the other breweries that everybody else mentioned, or no?
I have not been to the one out in Granville.
I haven't been to Lineage.
And then, Rebecca, have you been to any?
I've been to Lineage, but I haven't been to Three Tigers.
Okay, so I guess, can you tell us a little bit more about Three Tigers? What made you go there the first time?
Well, like I said, I live out that way. It's my little treat. It's real close to the running trail out there, so if you finish your run or your bike ride, it's a nice little excuse to carb load afterwards.
Sure.
And so I said the name intrigued me, so I went in and just really enjoyed everything I tried there. And like I said, Granville is a great little town, little college town, Denison University, great place. If, like I said, it's a little bit out from Columbus, but it'd be a great place to go and hang out, walk, a lot of very nice little local businesses, as well as the university.
I think choosing a brewery based on its cool name is, like, totally legitimate. I think that's a completely reasonable way to go about choosing a place to drink.
Absolutely.
Well, it worked. So.
And when you three are thinking about going out for a beer, what is the thing that you truly care about? Is it the beer? Is it the food? Is it the atmosphere? You know, what makes you want to go in?
At this point, you can get good beer pretty much anywhere. So I would say atmosphere is more important in a lot of ways. I mean, if you go to somewhere where they only have, you know, like little domestics on draft, then that's maybe not as fun. But I think it's mostly an atmosphere thing now that there's just so much beer and so much good beer around Central Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree. I think it's a combination of all three because most of the breweries you can find at other bars, so you don't necessarily have to go to the brewery to enjoy their beers.
That's
so
true.
So if you're picking a place, it's a combination of the food, the beers, and the atmosphere.
Sure. Rebecca, any thoughts on that?
I agree.
And speaking of that, I mean, has there been any beer that's really blown you away, whether that's in a specific brewery or just one that you've had recently?
I really like, you don't find it too often, but Anastasia, it's an Imperial Stout from Weasel Boy out in Zanesville. And you can only have about one because it's 9%. But boy, that one is excellent. If you're not driving, have a couple and have someone carry you home. But I would, if you ever find it, definitely recommend it.
Okay, there you go. All right.
CBC's Bodhi is currently my favorite, which is like a pretty intense Imperial IPA. But you can find that pretty much anywhere. I mean, you can find it in like grocery stores and stuff now. So for a specific like location only, well, maybe not only, but close to location only, I would say Spaceship Number 6 at Lineage is my favorite. That's why that's one of the bonus points for it on my scale.
For being your go-to place. Rebecca, is there any beer that knocked your socks off lately?
I like to try the weirder sours and things that are more experimental. Seven Sun usually has one that's kind of out there.
And sure.
Sometimes they land, and sometimes they're just a little too weird, but, you know, there's always a chance that it's going to be pretty brilliant. So.
Well, and that's going to be my next question, is when you're thinking about grabbing a beer, what do you typically gravitate towards? Is it a lager, an IPA, sour? What are you typically going for?
I think it depends on the scenario. I mean, if you're planning on, you know, if it's like a big sports day and you're planning on drinking from like noon until 8, maybe Imperial IPAs all day will be a bad choice. But if you're like, you know, showing a friend, I think you used that example, like showing someone from out of town, like your favorite bar or whatever. I think you go with like the good stuff. So I think seasons make my decisions a lot. You know, if it's like a warm day and I'm sitting outside, it might be totally different than if it's like a, you know, January night. So I think it just depends on the scenario.
Now for me, it's always stouts and porters. There's a good stout or porter on tap. Middle of summer, don't care. I know it's typically more of a fall winter, but give me a good one of those. And that's probably why one of the reasons I really keep going back to Three Tigers. They've got an oatmeal stout there called Brother Sam that is just perfect. What a stout should be. It's that nice, thick, rich sweetness and richness that you want out of a stout, but not so much that you feel like you've just eaten an entire chocolate cake when you're done. You can sit and have a couple. And it actually won, I guess, the best oatmeal stout in the King of Ohio Stout competition last year. So, yeah, it's definitely worth a try.
Cool. I'm going to look for it.
Yes, it's very good. I would definitely recommend it.
Sounds good.
And, Rebecca, what do you typically gravitate toward?
I like IPAs. The lower alcohol. I mean, if I'm going to have more than one, I'm going to try to find something that's, you know, a session.
Right. That's understandable. And for all of you listeners, you are listening to The Great Food Debate. We are talking all about beer. Favorite subject of journalists, I would say. So when you're drinking beer, are you typically going out? Are you grabbing a six-pack and going home? Are you stopping by your favorite pub and then grabbing something and then going home? What are you typically doing?
All of the above.
Lori?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it just depends. If it's like a patio day, you want to go like sit on a patio somewhere.
Sure.
If it's like raining, you're probably going to grab a six pack on the way home. So,
right.
I like versatile beers that can do both.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be fresh from the tap.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there are definitely some beers that you like want to have on tap because they taste different sitting in your fridge for a few days.
Yes.
So I think that matters too when making that call.
Mm-hmm. Lori, any thoughts?
Yeah, no, I know our dogs love it when we bring the beer home because on a nice day, we put the lawn chairs in the field, let them run around, go crazy, and sit back and have a few beers.
What are your dog's favorite beers?
Actually, the Husky does not like the beer, but I swear the lab typically will spill your beer on purpose so she can lick it up. Mm-hmm. She has done that, and I know it's on purpose. She does the whole butt waggle when she thinks she's getting a beer.
Nice.
So do I.
Yes, I know.
Rebecca, are you typically going out or going home with beer or what?
I think more at home I have something cheap and domestic. Mm-hmm. And when I'm out, I'm going to have something good.
More fancy.
Yeah.
And is there a typical price range that you're looking for when you're going out? Do you try not spend, you know, $10 for a beer? Or is that, you know, not necessarily a consideration based on the quality? Or
I mean, I think in general they're all kind of in the same. I mean, you find a $5, $6 pint for most
pretty
places.
Standard. Yeah. Sure.
I find myself drinking interesting beer when it's like happy hour, when I can get them for like $3 or $4, yeah, and then I don't feel like I'm wasting like, you know, $8 on some beer that I didn't end up liking.
Yeah.
So if it's like 9 o'clock on a Friday, I very well may just be drinking the cheapest domestic I can find. But if it's you know, a happy hour on a Tuesday, that $3.50 weird IPA I haven't tried seems more reasonable.
Yeah. Oh yeah, happy hours are perfect. Mm-hmm. And then the flights are always good if you're trying, yeah, some different things too. So.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you don't spend $8 on something that sucks.
Yeah.
Spend it on multiple, yes, things that suck.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, nothing more disappointing than that. Perfect. Let's see. I guess, do you guys care about food options at the bar you're going to, or not necessarily?
If we're talking about a brewery, and I'm going to say, like, tonight we're going to go to a brewery, mm-hmm, I would think of the food as more of a bonus.
Okay.
You know, if it's like a situation where I want to go eat and also have some beers, that's a different equation. But mm-hmm, if I'm just going for the express purpose of hanging out and having a few beers, then the bar food, if you will, is more of like a nice thing, a nice option than, yeah, a prerequisite.
A secondary note.
Right.
Okay. And about Lori?
I mean, I definitely like a place that at least has some food and just to kind of soak up the beer. I know some of the breweries only have the tap room, and that'd be a place maybe I might get a growler,
mm-hmm,
sample, and then take that home, rather, because I like to have some food. But yeah, if I'm a... But if it is, you know, like I said, better food is always a bonus.
Rebecca?
I think it's been interesting lately, like the food trucks, brewery pairings, and getting to sample things that you might, you know, you just sort of stumble, like you didn't go there as a destination, but there it is, and I'm going to try Aloha or whatever it might be. And
right.
Sometimes they're really great.
Yeah, and at Seven Sun, as you were mentioning, that was your choice. They have a food truck there every night, I believe.
Yeah, sometimes they have different ones in the day and are like early evening, late evening. And there's a bunch of other, you know, tap rooms that have food trucks on, sure, a general, yeah, regular basis.
I didn't realize Aloha was a food truck. They had a kitchen takeover at Three Tigers. Aloha,
yeah,
was really good. So.
Yep. Hmm. Yeah, it is good.
I like the food truck brewery combination. I think that works really well, mm-hmm, especially because if it's a place that you go all the time, it's nice to have rotating food options, mm-hmm, rather than just,
that's,
you know, the,
sure,
one thing.
Although you were saying Lineage has one of your favorite, let's say, unique food items.
Yeah, I mean, I like that it's not just the traditional thing. They do like hand pies with all sorts of weird stuff in them, whether it's like a grilled cheese hand pie or like a curried chicken hand pie.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It is good. It's like it's a lot more hearty than maybe some other, you know, like wings or pizza or whatever, mm-hmm, bar options. But it's good. It's a welcome change, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have particularly good food.
They do.
There's some nachos, I can't remember.
The ones with the, like, pulled pork on them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're,
yeah,
very good.
No joke.
And I still need that for my ale trail, so I'm going to have to buy their
there.
There you go.
Yes. It's fun. It's
good,
a fun
pairing.
One.
And we've kind of already talked about, you know, whether you're looking for good beer or the attitude of the brewery, but what is the general type of atmosphere are you looking for? Are you looking for somewhere to watch a game? Are you really there to hang out with friends? I mean, hopefully you're with friends regardless, but what are you looking for when you're thinking of going to a new bar?
In terms of atmosphere, I kind of appreciate a mix between, like, having people there and not being empty, and mm-hmm, then not being like so crazy that you can't walk around.
Right, standing lonely.
Right, exactly, which I think some of the more... like maybe some of the Short North ones struggle with that a little bit, where on a Friday night they just get insane. But that's what I like about Lineage, is that there's almost always people there, but it's almost never like elbow to elbow with all those people. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good mix, especially when there are places that can, you know, open up a garage door or have a patio or whatever and add a lot more space. And
right. Let just, it breathe a little,
yeah,
bit.
Exactly.
Yeah, agree.
I really like a laid-back place. I'm a sports fan, so if we have TVs, that's even better. And but yeah, I agree. If it's too crowded, I'm just probably going to walk out. I'm going to walk out. Yeah. But and the staff's always, you know, a knowledgeable, friendly staff is always important too.
Mm-hmm.
It's so situational. I mean, sometimes it would be great to go somewhere where sports are on, and sometimes it's nice to go somewhere where somebody's playing music or playing records or just making a nice atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. And you are listening to the Great Food Debate. I wonder if this is a good time to bring up historical tidbits. And actually, some of you guys may already know this, and maybe you forgot that you knew this, but do you know what year the first microbrewery opened in Columbus? I do know the answer, but any guesses?
I think I knew this already, so I'll reserve.
Lori, any guesses?
No idea.
Rebecca, do you remember the answer? Or do you know the answer?
I don't think I know the answer, but I'll let you tell us the answer.
Okay, well, first microbrewery was Columbus Brewing Company, and it opened in 1989. They sold 5 beers at the time, named Gibby's Gold, Columbus Gold, Pale Ale, Good Ale, and Cream Stout. And this is what invigorated the brewery district. And do you know how the brewery district got its name? Obviously, it sold beer, but any ideas of how that came to be? Any theories?
It was something like the 1800s, right?
Yes. A man started selling beer in what was known as the Brewery District, what became the Brewery District, in 1836. So we have a long history here in Columbus of selling beer.
So is Hoster's not considered a microbrew? And because isn't it an older...
That is a great question.
Just curious.
This is all from the Dispatch Time, so...
All right, throwing curveballs here.
And then the Budweiser...
Not a microbrewery.
No, not a microbrewery. But the Budweiser building that everybody knows when you see on 270, that opened almost 50 years ago, so that's pretty crazy.
And we have learned in our brewery tour that Budweiser plant is the reason that Columbus has good water for breweries. They have, they ask for the best water so that they can manufacture all this beer, and it's helping all the little other breweries as well because they don't have to treat theirs as much.
They use something like a third of the entire Central Ohio water supply.
Wow.
Yes. So that is why there are so many. It's just a bonus for all the breweries that open here because the water quality is already pretty great.
This is what you come to us for. Fun facts.
Fun facts about beer.
But they closed their tasting room they used to have at the
Budweiser. They did.
That was fun. That was fun. They had a little shop and they could go get some beers and they got rid of that. So boo on them.
Yeah. Hopefully you don't get any angry letters from the brewery, from Budweiser. Oh, my gosh. So I guess, is there any place that you've wanted to go and just have not gotten there yet, brewery-wise?
Well, there's so many.
Yes.
So I haven't been to all of them.
Yeah, truly dozens.
I do know when I get to Cincinnati, there's a beer that I find at the bars and I want to go to the brewery's Mount Carmel because every one of theirs I've had has been great, but I'm not familiar enough with. It's not on the riverfront, so I don't know where it is, but
Rheingeist in Cincinnati is a really fun brewery.
Oh, I have been there. That was a little scary walking there for some parts, but it was great once I got there.
It's an old bottling plant building, and so there's just like, it's just huge, and you're on the second floor, and the ceilings are super high, and it's this giant space. It's really cool.
They had like indoor cornhole when I was there, too.
They said like Monday nights or something, they shut it down. They do wiffle ball leagues inside.
Yeah. That's pretty unique.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to getting out to the Buckeye Lake Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's really cute.
Having one on the lake is a cool idea.
Yeah.
See, I haven't been there, but the Buckeye
it's
Lake Winery.
Near the lake.
Oh, it's not quite on? Okay, I don't know.
And Buckeye Lake.
A lake adjacent.
Yeah. Buckeye Lake Winery is on the lake, and they sell Buckeye Brewing Company.
Buckeye Lake Brewing Company.
So I'll.
Two in one.
Yeah. So I'll go there, sit on the water, and drink beer instead of wine.
There you go. And one other question I have for you guys. So if you were taking someone who's maybe not that into drinking beer or doesn't really experiment very much, where are you most likely to take them? Is it Lineage for you, Andrew?
If it was just one person or like a small group, I would say Lineage. Mm-hmm. I think they tend to make pretty accessible beers rather than just super intense IPAs or, you know, intimidating stouts or whatever. I think they usually got a pretty good mix of interesting things. I mean, like when you went for the brewery tour as kind of a beer novice, you liked some of theirs and that were pretty entry level, right?
Right. Yeah, I would say that's true. Yes. Rebecca, where would you typically take someone?
I'd probably say Seven Sun still. I mean, there's in addition to beer, if you were really anti-beer, you could have something else. But the same kind of goes that there's milder beers that would appeal to.
Right. Someone. And the slushy option.
And the slushy.
And so for people who have never been to Seven Sun, what they do is they have a slushy machine like what you do for margarita mix, but instead it's peach like, flavor.
No, it's grapefruit. Like it's grapefruit. Tequila grapefruit. Tequila and then you grapefruit. Can get it in a beer, and it's called an iceberg or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's true. And then, Lori, where would you typically take someone?
No, I would still go with Three Tiger. Like mm-hmm. They have a nice variety that they brew, plus some other breweries that they have on tap and a nice selection of bottles. And then they also have a full bar, so if you don't want beer at all, you have other options. And like I said, the food is definitely worth going for, even if you're a non-drinker.
There you go. Perfect. Well, I guess we can wrap it up, and I guess if you listeners think that we missed your favorite brewery, please send us a note on Twitter at This Week News, or you can send us an email at online@thisweeknews.com for Abby Armbruster, and also for Rebecca, and for Lori, and for Andrew. Thank you for listening to The Great Food Debate.